Hi, my name is Kim Covert, and I am the host for the Red Chair Podcast. And we are here today at Signature Barbershop Verado, where I have the pleasure to be sitting with the power couple behind the brand. And we are going to get to know the story of Signature Barbershop and how it all began. As I said earlier, I have the pleasure of sitting next to the power couple behind the brand Signature Barbershop, Joe and Patricia. I'm going to turn the time to them for you to get to know them better.
Hi, my name is Joe. I'm the master barber and owner of Signature Barbershop, and that's my wife.
Hi, my name is Patricia, and I am the CEO of Signature Barbershop.
And my name is Kim, and I am the marketing director of all three locations of Signature Barbershop, Scottsdale, Chandler, and Verado. Now, I want to go back to the very beginning. So let's start with how you guys came about the name Signature Barbershop.
So we were in Chicago. We went to a restaurant in downtown Chicago on the 95th floor named Signature, the Signature Room. And that name stuck with me. I thought it was a cool name. Mm-hmm. I thought it was, you know, on the 95th floor. Cool restaurant. Everything in there was pretty much, I think, signed too as well. So I just thought it was a cool concept, cool name. And you know, down the road, we end up opening our first shop, and that's where kind of the name kind of fell into our laps, and how it became Signature Barbershop. And I think my wife has a little bit more about that story, how it happened.
So the opportunity came to us that we were going to open a location in Scottsdale. We went over there. We went to go see it. We fell in love. This location was already a barbershop. This lady, she was selling it. She no longer wanted any part of it. It was actually her location. Her husband owned his own location of a barbershop, and then his wife opened her own, and she was also a barber.
Well, they partnered up.
They partnered up.
But I guess the partner that they had in New York, I guess the guy was supposed to move from New York to Arizona to go and come help her, because she was a stay-at-home wife, and mm-hmm. she was part-time barbing. So I guess the guy never ended up showing up, and they opened up a new shop, and she was pretty much there working her the whole entire day.
By herself,
She didn't want to do it, so she decided to sell it, and
she wanted to be a full-time mom again. And obviously anybody who's an entrepreneur knows how much time this takes away from your family. She had posted the barbershop, the Scottsdale location, online, and Joe came across the opportunity and he told me about it, and we went down there to go see it, and we fell in love. Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful location. She had put her heart and soul into it, into designing it. Everything was perfect about it, especially the location. It's a very prime location, as you guys know.
Scottsdale and Lincoln.
And and we, you know, even my mom came with us, and we were like, hey, mom, what do you think? And she was like, yeah, I think you guys should go for it. You know, it's going to be a lot of work, but I know you guys can handle it. We decided to go all in. We spent every dollar that we owned to buy that location. And the only thing that she asked was that we do not keep her name, which was called Real Men's Barbershop Signature.
Yeah, I didn't like the name anyway. Well, I mean, like, Real Men's. Like,
what is a real man? Really, you know, like,
it's kind of like you're kind of alienizing yourself mm-hmm. from everybody else. Because obviously there's going to be, like, you know, girls that come in there that have short hair,
mm-hmm.
right? And I don't feel like I feel comfortable coming into a place called Real Man's.
Right.
You know, nothing against the name, but...
Or kids.
Yeah.
It's...
Or, like, Signature Barbershop sounds way better. Like, Signature Cuts, Signature Kids, Signature Shades.
Cut above the rest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So everybody can... It's more... I feel like it's more neutral.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had that Chicago moment where you liked the signature.
So we were supposed to... So we had to change out the sign. And then when it came to buying a sign, we were like, damn, these signs are expensive. We didn't know how much, you know, we never owned a place or owned a barbershop, so we didn't know how expensive right. the signs were. So when we find out how expensive it was to make one, we were like, shit.
What are we going to do?
Yeah.
You know?
We went outside and we like looked at the sign and we were like, well, if you take out the real men's and just leave signature barbershop. So then I was like, oh, that sounds cool. That was like the restaurant we went to, signature. The signature room.
Signature room.
And I was like, what are the odds? Signature barbershop. And
right.
That's where it came. And after that, I mean, people started coming in. Athletes. We didn't know where we were at in the beginning. We just thought we were on Scottsdale Road. Next thing you know, we had like Jason Kidd, James Jones. We had guys from the Giants, Colorado Rockies, the D-backs, Christian Walker.
The Cubs. Yeah.
We had like literally every single person in the spring training area, because spring training is really popular in that area. So we had every single baseball player from staff all the way up to the MLB players, mm-hmm. managers coming into the shop.
Even the minor leagues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were you guys surprised? Were you guys
like, We were like, shocked. What? Wow. We didn't realize the high end location that we were in, the people that we were going to be serving, you know, and. We're like, wow, this is a really good location. So
I think Jason Kidd comes in. We're just like, holy shit.
Yeah. And we were just like, well, maybe just tell him to sign the wall, yeah. you know, and then it just became a thing.
Yeah.
And we're like, I mean, well, it fits the name. Yeah. So
yeah. And everything that we have in there is signed. Yeah. So that's when I started buying more things that were signed, or I bought things for them so they could sign for us. And then a lot of things that were donated to us from our regular clients, that were signed, that they signed, we should perform, got it, and they gave it to us. Mm-hmm. So we have a couple of things in there, like a couple of frames that we have that are signed by these athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So they saw that, oh, this is, you know, the wall, the picture, so.
And then it became their go-to.
Yeah, and then the same thing in Chicago, when we went to that restaurant, I was telling her, like, I fell in love with that name. I was like, that is a really cool name because it's just really, really nice and straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
And so you guys are both sports enthusiasts.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have different teams, different fans of different teams. But I mean, I guess what influenced, I know there were a lot of athletes that came through in the Scottsdale mm-hmm. location, even from the jump. But what influenced the theme, the vibe, the sports?
I wanted it to be always sports driven. Since we took over that location when we took over, if you show you a picture, we could probably show you. Maybe.
Yeah.
It was bald in there. Like, it was like plain. It was just white walls, stations, mirrors, and that was it. So when I got in there, I started buying things. I had a couple things that I saved up, and then a lot of things that I started buying on OfferUp, on Facebook that I found. But everything that I found and bought was signed. Just because of the name signature. So I was like, that would be kind of cool. So we just started filling up all the walls. So every single area in there, including the restaurant, when you walk in there, is every single angle we cover to make sure that the experience when you walk in there, you take it with you. So you'll remember that experience that, hey, man, that shop was cool. There was stuff all over the wall, you know, mm-hmm. things like that.
The music is my favorite when you walk in.
We curate the music. We put certain playlists, you know.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe, yeah. From mm-hmm. old music to trending music, we pretty much take care of everybody.
So let's talk about the values of Signature Barbershop and what sets you guys apart from all the other barbershops.
I need chapstick.
Do you have any?
I don't think so. No, we're good.
Okay, here we go.
Honestly, just being different from, you know, the music to sports on the TVs. Even with the barbers, you know, we kind of select as who's going to work here and kind of go with the culture and the vibe and the face of the shop. You know, I think that's what sets us apart, that we're not just a barber shop. We're like a place where people come and actually feel like they're at home. It's not like your typical place where you just kind of burn and turn. Mm. Here's different, you know, from the minute you walk in, everybody in the shop greets you. Everybody offers you a water, soda, a beer,
mm-hmm.
Whatever it may be. Or, you know, it's just the hospitality in the shop is just, I think it's on a whole different level. It's just different.
Right.
And it's family owned mm-hmm. and it's very family friendly. What are your thoughts of, especially being a mother, bringing in your kids? Because I know barbershops,
you know, it could turn into locker room talk. But like, what are your thoughts? How you guys decided that we want to make sure that it's welcome to everybody from all walks of life and also from all ages?
Mm-hmm. So we want everyone that comes through those doors to feel like they're family, first of all. And whether they're bringing, you know, their three-year-old son or, you know, their teenager or, you know, their grown adult child, we want them to make sure that everyone feels comfortable. And I know Joe mentioned, too, that he likes to have the music at a certain...
and the music plays volume. A part and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it separates...
the conversation.
Conversations. Yeah. And it, like, tapers out everybody's talking. So a lot, I feel like a lot of shops don't have that. And I feel like, you know, sometimes some conversations can be a little bit too, you know,
aggressive,
and then
personal,
and then you have the person next to you, and then the person next to you, and then the person next to you hearing all this. So with me, I don't like that, because for those reasons, I don't want people to hear what me and my client in the chair are talking about. Maybe something that's, you know, because you build a relationship with these people,
right?
You become a friend, you become a therapist, you become, I mean, you know everything about them. So. You know, it could be from, like, the last trip in Cancun to the last trip in Vegas or the Walt Disney trip. You know, it's just my, you know, where that conversation is going to go. But, no, other than that, the shop is very neutral. Everybody is from, you know, age 1 to age 100. They can come in here and be comfortable in the shop and relate with anything.
We have 3 different locations. Let's shine some love on Chandler. So tell us about the opening of Chandler, because you guys started around the time of the pandemic.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
So tell us how that experience was, because I know there were masks, there was social distancing, and being a barber and going to the barber shop is very close proximity. So tell me how you guys handled that and opening a barber shop within the midst of the pandemic. How was that decision made and how did that experience go for you guys?
Yeah, so we obviously experienced a lockdown. All businesses were shut down during that time. And it was a tough time. You know, a lot of people got, you know, the ability to work from home. Unfortunately, barbershop isn't one of those, you know, occupations where you can just go work from home. So obviously we had to get creative.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got locked down. We got locked down for a good amount of time. And during that time, we used social media to offer house calls.
Yeah, because all the customers, what's crazy, because all the customers bought gift cards and donated money to us.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them made sure so we could stay open for business. And then the customers reached out to us asking us if we could do a house call for them. So. I did. I put a table together and I shoved everything in my car and just started driving around the whole damn entire valley like an Uber driver. But it was very humbling. It was cool to see these people's from a humbling, you know, apartment to all the way up to a really nice house. To see everybody just came together in that moment of crisis, and they all stood up and, you know, helped us out as a small business. So.
That was
cool. It was a blessing, honestly.
It was really a blessing.
It was scary though, because I remember driving home like the last couple of days before they locked us down, and we went from seeing, you know, 15, 10, 20 people to like literally, I think one time me and Danny were in the shopping, I think we saw like maybe one person come in. Just one guy.
I can honestly say that the pandemic was a blessing in disguise. You know, because it helped everyone slow down.
Yeah.
You know, everyone was going 100 miles an hour, and it truly helped us slow down and value what's really important in life, which is family.
100%.
And, you know, till this day, I think of COVID as a blessing.
Yeah.
So.
COVID is when I decided to grow my business, because I was like, this is the perfect time for businesses to be more visible online.
Right.
I was like, well, because I went from family photos to, you know, weddings and all that. But during COVID, that was not
existing.
Not available. Exactly. So, but businesses needed content. They needed high quality images and videos. And so I was like, this is a perfect time. Mm-hmm. Let me reach out to businesses. And that's what got me into actual marketing and business content creation.
Nice.
So when you were talking about doing house calls and going out to all these people's homes, this was before the opening of the Chandler location.
Yeah. So Chandler didn't come into the picture after, what, like 6 months after or a year later?
I want to say it was about a year.
A year later, yeah. Yeah, I was just messing around, browsing on my phone, and I came across this ad. It was crazy because there was a lot of buildings that were getting
shut down.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the tenants were like moving out, and I was just telling her, I was like, I think this is a good. Oh, I called the guy. I kind of went behind her back.
He did.
I did. And I called and I talked to this guy and I was like, hey man, he thought I was crazy. He's like, I was calling about this location you have here in Chandler and it's on Rainier Road. He's like, oh yeah, it's available. He sounded desperate. Yeah. It's available whenever you want. You want to come in right away, you know? He's like, I was like, well, slow down, hold on.
He's like, I have to ask my wife.
Yeah. So I actually went down there and I looked at it and I looked around and I was like, damn, this is a good location. And sure enough, you know, we started talking and going back and forth, kind of negotiating. And I just left it at that. And then one day I was home with her and we're just chilling in the bed. And I was like, so I found this place.
He brought it up.
And I was kind of really interested.
And I said, hold up.
What you mean?
During COVID, you want to open number two?
I was like, yeah. She's like, you're crazy.
I did. It was a crazy time. We never experienced anything like that.
But the rent, you know? But what they were, so I asked them for, I basically threw the kitchen sink at them. Like literally everything I wanted. I want this, I want that, I want, you know, all these months free rent, this, and that. And they were like super happy to say everything. They didn't say not one no. They were like, send us your, business plan. Well, not the business plan, but send us a business plan. Your name, your LLC, we already have a location in Scottsdale. They're like, oh, perfect. And then who's your landlord? Bam, bam, bam. It was so fast.
Easy.
It happened so fast. Mm-hmm. And in the midst of all that, my friend David, he's no longer with us. He passed away. But he was the one that would help me out with all that. Because I didn't know anything about contracts. You know, I really wasn't really educated on that. Mm-hmm. And he was the one that helped me out. And I actually talked to Dave first before I told my wife. I just asked him for his bit because he was a really successful guy. Mm-hmm. And he's made a lot of money throughout his life. And I asked him, like, what do you think of this? And he's like, honestly, everybody might think you're crazy. He said, but I think this could work out. And he said, worst comes to worst, he's like, you just go back to the same place where you started, mm-hmm. Scottsdale. I mean, what do you have to lose? Because honestly, you don't have nothing to lose. If they give you, you know, 6 months free rent, and then everything was inside the shop already, like stations, electrical, everything was in there. All we had to do was move in, purchase chairs, purchase the TVs, did a little bit of, you know, cosmetics. Mm-hmm. And I was like telling her, I don't want to do too much just in case things go
lightweight out. Yeah.
Then I'll just walk away, you know, but it was the opposite of all that. It turned out to be a good investment.
A good location.
And thanks to my friend.
And that's why we decided to do the remodel of Chandler, was because like we're like, this is a long-term location.
It was scary though. Like the first day I was there, I only did like two or three haircuts, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, I used to be a Fantastic Sam.
Before that, yeah.
So yeah.
It was kind of known for
the location, but you know, but Fantastic Sam's is...
The whole building was empty though. Like there was only... I think it was the printing place.
And then the Indian food, right?
And the Indian food?
Yeah.
Papa John's and then us. Like, the whole building was empty.
Wow. And it was during COVID.
During COVID. So people were, like, walking out. And they were looking at us like, we're crazy. Like, here we're back in.
Moving in. Yeah.
So everybody's like, what the hell? So, but out of, you know, sometimes when there's, you know, a crisis, opportunity presents themselves. So
for sure.
Yeah.
You know,
And, you know, if you're a business owner and you're smart, you weigh the risks. And sometimes, like, you know, life is all about taking risks.
Absolutely.
So would you say a barbershop is an essential business in the community? And tell me, what are your thoughts?
It is. I think it is. Just because it's a necessity.
Yeah.
Honestly, isn't it? I was telling everybody, people got to eat. And people have to look right, you know, where if it's nails, if it's getting your hair done, if it's coming to the barbershop. People could be broke. People could have the last dollar in their pocket, but they will make sure that they look some way, shape, or form decent.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, yeah, I mean, even if you go get a job, you got to look some way, shape, or form. You can walk, yeah, presentable. You can't walk in looking like Tarzan.
Depends what job you have.
But it is a necessity. So, yeah, right. It's essential. Barbershops, that's why they've been around since mankind.
Yeah.
You know, they've been around since forever. Mm-hmm. And here we are.
Sometimes people just don't know how to cut their own hair.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Some people do, but
it's not the same. We seen one the other day.
So tell me, what are the services that you guys offer from Signature Barbershop? And how did that start? Like, how did you decide, you know what? Because I know you have the VIP treatment for a lot of people that come in. But tell me the services and what people can get when they come in.
That was Signature Cut. We have a signature, like the beard trims. We have a signature haircut and shave, Signature VIP.
Signature Kids.
Signature Kids. A lot of people think we don't do kids. We do. Mm-hmm. We just don't have a big menu. We have a small menu, like In-N-Out.
Like In-N-Out.
He said like In-N-Out. The kids are In-N-Out.
Yeah, because you just want to have a... Honestly, and not that, but like I feel like charging the same price for a kid or an adult, it just makes sense.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't know this, but cutting a baby or a young person is a lot harder than cutting an adult.
You're correct.
We know that.
It's really hard to cut a baby because they move. And they're like, well, why you charge more? I'm like, because it's so challenging to cut them.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, us as barbers, we want to make sure that haircut looks presentable and looks good.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
We don't want to just like charge you 10, 15 bucks or 20 bucks just to get you out the door or just,
right.
You know, get them in and out so you can. No, we don't want to do that. So
yeah.
That's what we do, charge a one price for everybody.
Yeah, no. And that's one thing that I love, especially being in marketing. It's so easy to market because the product is so high quality,
mm-hmm.
but the prices are definitely not over the top where people can come in and they trust the barbers, they get the good cut, and then they walk away and they're a customer forever.
Yes. And that's one thing that a lot of people say right now, especially at this time. Well, what happened after the pandemic, mm-hmm. barbers got out of control. I can tell you that. Barbers, yes, you're a barber. Yes, you're an artist. Yes, you're talented, but you're not worth
right
$100 haircut.
The prices went, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these barbers are like just just out of control how much they charge, and it's not fair to the
taking public. Advantage
taking advantage
no.
And it's not fair to the public, but it's not fair to the mom and dad that have 3-4 kids,
mm-hmm.
because honestly, if you have 2 kids and then the dad, that's 3, are you really gonna pay $80 to $90 or $100? That's $300.
Yeah.
Are you really gonna pay that? I mean, if you can pay, if you can afford it, hey.
But still, I mean, there are, you know the
right.
experience itself. Like, it's I remember that,
fair.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we got to be fair. I know we want to make money. Obviously, everybody got to eat. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you got to have respect too for the public and the people that come in here,
mm-hmm.
and make it affordable for them to have the experience of the barbershop and a signature barbershop.
And they can come more right. often too, like exactly. how they, right. the necessity of coming back.
If it's a house call, that's different.
Yeah.
When you have to
take your tools,
take personal time, because at the end of the day, that's the barber's personal time.
Yeah.
To get in the car, take all their tools, set up all their equipment, cut the hair in the most uncomfortable place, I bet.
Right.
No, and it's not even any barber chair equipment, so it makes it more difficult.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, for that, I do advocate towards that. But yeah, charge a lot. But in the shop, no, you charge what is fair. Whatever the area is charging, you stick to whatever the area is charging and be fair to the public.
And so now we opened our third location here in Verado. How long have you been in Verado? And tell me the moment where you decided, you know what? I think we're going to open a barbershop here one day. Because you guys are from Verado, right? You've been here for...
We've been living in the Verado area for a very long time. 10+ years, mm-hmm. you could say. And, you know, our kids have grown up in this area. We've raised our kids in the schools. And, you know, me and Joe always spent our family time in Verado, attending the events. And we've always walked in the neighborhood and manifested mm-hmm. living here one day, owning a business.
In this area.
In this area. And it's just, you know, it's something that we really, really wanted to do.
And I feel like the rest I was lacking. something like this, honestly.
Yeah, the concept that we have.
Yeah, right. Because I feel like Scottsdale, Chandler, Gilbert, Santan Valley, they have a really cool, the business is how they set up their businesses. Mm-hmm. They have just a niche. And I feel like the West Side didn't have that. I feel like it was always just the same restaurant, standard thing, same barbershop with like the musical chairs, waiting areas, just no identity, wow factor. When you come in, you're like, mm-hmm. oh my God, like this is cool,
right?
And that's what you want to have as a barbershop. You want to have that,
you want to
stand out and have mm-hmm. people to remember you, not just for the haircut,
but for the experience
too,
right?
And so you guys, when did the opportunity come about to get this location? Because we're in Sunrise Market mm-hmm. off of Main Street, right in the heart
of Verado.
V-Town. Oh, I can't
believe it. V-Town. V-Town. V-Town.
I feel like I've been there from the process of...
Well, you move here now.
I know. V-Town. But... I have seen the progress of from the very first stages of this building. The Signature Barbershop Verado location has been built from scratch. So tell us about that, because Scottsdale and Chandler, like you said, were a turnkey business. Mm-hmm. But this was built from scratch. And I was so excited to get to see the before and after. I would come here the next week. Wow, the walls are painted. The next week, the lights are up. I'm like... They're moving really, really fast. But tell me the process of you guys got the approval and then how it came about to where we are today.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was definitely a different experience for sure. Very stressful. We had to, you know, get permits, blueprints. We had to talk to this guy and this guy and this guy. And it was just an endless story back and forth, getting denied from the city, and... It was a nightmare, mm-hmm. to be completely honest.
Yeah.
You know, and there was a lot of setbacks. We were supposed to have this building at a certain time, and here we are a year later, and it's still not built, you know, and we just kept coming across roadblocks. But I can honestly say that every roadblock was worth it, you know, because we're now fully built. In a prime location.
Fully staffed. That's crazy. That's what said. I was like, what?
Yeah. With not just fully staffed, with amazing barbers. I was telling Joe, I'm like, man, the barbers that we have in the Verado location is unmatched.
It's different.
Yeah, it is.
Different. West Valley is different.
I can attest to that.
Yeah.
I love this.
We love everybody, but the West Valley barbers,
it's different.
They're just a different mm-hmm. breed.
I feel like that's why they needed this.
Mm-hmm. I think that's why. Well, I feel like. Talent. Well, I feel like because the way the shop is structured, the way the shop was built, and because where they worked in different barbershops in the area, I'm sure in other areas. So when they saw how this one turned out, they wanted they grabbed onto this and they're holding on tight.
You had a lot of applicants.
I did. Mm-hmm. I had
25 barbers, right? You interviewed?
And only six of them, or five actually, because I don't care.
Yeah, he's the fifth. So only five made the cut.
Made them, mm-hmm. yeah. So, you know, because they have the right answers. They have to, you know, they submitted the resume. Some of them, for all you barbers, you know, get your resumes right, bro.
Yeah. Shout out to Joseph. He made the cut.
But I feel it's because of that, because they see the type of place, the way it looks, the way it feels, the way it smells, the way we do things here, they understand that, hey, this is different, and this mm-hmm. is, I mean, since we opened up, since day one, they've been busy.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that just tells you a lot. It mingles. It speaks a lot. A lot of, you know, it's crazy.
And the Verado community is they're very family oriented, very tight. If they love you, they're going to take care of you forever. They're very, very loyal. So there's nothing like the Verado community. You know, it definitely feels like a family.
Yeah.
Now I live here. Hey.
Yay.
Cheers.
Cheers to that.
Yeah. Shout out to
that's
Mike.
Crazy. See, I'd be, you know, when you hang out with people who are successful and who know what they're doing and are just good people, you grow as well.
Right.
That was me. I was just like, hey guys, like I trusted you guys from the very beginning because I love the barbershops. Mm-hmm. I've always, as a mom myself, just coming in, bringing my kids and just seeing how family oriented it is. Even the two other locations, Scottsdale and Chandler. Mm-hmm. That's where we started. That's where I used to bring my son.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just love the values. I love the experience and the barbers and just, it's just, it was nothing like it. And so like, I am grateful to have been a part of this journey.
Mm-hmm.
I would come out and just see the growth. Until today, people talk about how Signature Barbershop is growing. And so to write on to that, what is your vision for Signature Barbershop in the future? I want to know what you guys see for Signature Barbershop.
My dream will be to open up, make it into a national brand. I dream about it. I think about it every day. Sometimes I don't sleep. Sometimes I wake up at like 3 a.m. just thinking about, you know, how can we improve? How can we keep moving forward? Obviously, we're going to face a lot of challenges. But I do want to maybe one day franchise it. But only to barbers. So if you're not a barber, you won't be able to get one.
Yeah, not an investor because an investor, you lose the quality.
I feel like, well, it's just like...
And they just don't understand the passion that goes into it.
They just want to see the money.
You have to be behind the chair to actually know what it takes to run a barbershop.
Yeah.
So it's going to happen. I feel like it's just a matter of time where one of these guys that are involved right now with us is going to just be like, when they're ready and like, hey, man, I'm ready. We're going to just go ahead and do it. And like my friend David said, I mean, it was the worst thing that could happen.
Yeah.
Go back to Verado.
And Dave was your first ever cut in Signature Barbershop. Scottsdale?
Scottsdale. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was the first cut.
Cheers for Dave.
Cheers for
remember,
Dave.
Remember when he said that, huh? He's like,
rest in peace,
rest
Dave.
In peace, rest in peace. Was, mm-hmm. Man.
He was a good man. Good man.
Now we're here.
He was a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's the goal. Make it a national brand, make it accessible to help. I mean, honestly, at this point, it's not even about us. It's about helping other people, other barbers. They're in the industry, and I feel like there's a lack of a lot of owners don't see the vision, don't see those things. And at this point, I just want to be able to help other people and create a legacy for everybody else. Not just myself, or for everybody else with my family.
What's crazy is someone that I spoke to came into the shop. You cut his hair, but you never told him that you were the owner of the shop. He just thought you were one of the barbers.
Yeah.
And to me, like, you've always been that humble.
Yeah.
You're not, this is my shop. No.
Yeah, no.
Hair. Right. And
Joe, he doesn't like to say that. He's like, I'm just like any other barber here. He doesn't like to take titles.
Yeah.
He's a very humble person, and that's why I marry him.
Yeah, usually I don't like it when I'm like, just don't say I'm your because at the end of the day, we get the right. So when you get the right feedback,
yeah,
you'll get the review
sure.
right there and then. For like when
it's
they
different
know,
when
the
you're,
owner, they
yeah.
kind of like they kind of try to like you know like hey,
right,
you know
right,
like
right.
So I just I don't know, I just feel better sometimes. I can come in without feeling having a title. Or people thinking that, you know, oh, he's the owner. And like, nah, I ain't trying to do all that. I just feel like I'm just a barber, man, like everybody else. So if you got something bad to say about the shot, I can hear what you're saying.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, and then we can fix it.
The humility, the honesty, and the transparency is there.
It's better like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's 100%. I agree. And so you've lived in Verado for over a decade. And before the shop in Verado, you would drive every single day because a lot of people don't know that, Joe, you're in the barbershop every single day.
This is not just owning it, but you're in the chair cutting hair.
Damn, everybody knows I'm you.
Here we go. This is the Red Chair Podcast. Letting it all out.
Oh, damn.
That's my job. No, but what inspired me is that moving to Verado, I'm like, okay, it's going to be a challenge because all of my clients are on the East Valley. You know, it's all the way over there. But you have made it a dedication throughout the last decade to just drive from Verado, go to Chandler, go to Scottsdale. How was that? Would you say that was a challenge? And how was that experience? Just knowing that you had to do that every single day.
It was not a challenge because you understand the responsibility as being a father, a husband, that you got to provide for your family. So honestly, I would drive to the end of the world just to make sure that my family, just to make sure that my kids, my wife, and everybody, the lights stay on. I mean, honestly, as a man, that's what you should do. As a person that understands that being raised by a father that was a workaholic. And there you go.
So you had it in your
whether you were a workaholic or not, you gotta take care of business. And that's just the way it works. You know, you gotta be able to provide for your family. And like I say, if it takes you to drive all the way to Scottsdale or Sedona to get it done, then that's what it takes.
So now as a wife of a master barber, tell me about your experience with Joe being the wife and also the business side of Signature Barbershop. Kind of taking back to the beginning, I know a little bit about your story where he was in school for barber.
Right? She actually pulled me through school.
Let's go back to the beginning, how that is, nice. Because I'm sure there are a lot of wives out there who are supporting right now their husbands to follow their dream, knowing that this is going to be a lot of dedication, a lot of work, a lot of energy that's going to go into supporting. And then, you know, tell us how that was for you.
Yeah, so Joe came up to me one day and he was like, hey, babe, I think I want to pursue being a barber. And I was like, okay, so what is it going to take? He's like, well, I have to go to school and I have to put in hours and I don't know if I can do that working and with the kids. And so I was like, I got this, babe. So I worked full time and I work nights, you know, and I was working nights and he was going to school during the day and we kind of just shifted back and forth with, you know, the kids. And he was pretty much a stay at home dad throughout his, what is it, like 10 months of barber school?
Yeah, I think it was like 10 months.
Yeah, 10 to, you know, a year.
Yeah.
And finally he graduated from barber school and he worked as a barber.
Yeah. Starting as a barber, you don't make money, though.
Yeah, he didn't really. It was, you know, it was a struggle. We relied a lot on my income to get by. But
like we were scratchy.
Yeah, it was tough. It was a tough period in our lives. But I'm thankful for the experience. It was a very humbling experience. And, you know, we are where we are today.
Yeah.
So it took the sacrifice, which in everything in life, you know, it takes sacrifice. So yeah,
here we are today.
We did what we had to do.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important for the people to know the real story because a lot of people have dreams. A lot of people are afraid to take risks, especially us as mothers, as wives, as husbands. It's just a matter of balance and time management. And I look up to both of you guys because
thank you.
At the end of the day, it's not really it's a partnership.
Right.
And especially as entrepreneurs and business owners, it's important to understand that there is going to be sacrifice, but then one day there's going to be reward. And so if you were to give advice to barbers or future barbers or people who want to start a business, not even just a barbershop, because a lot of the values that you guys show as a couple can be applied to a lot of different businesses. Like, can you give advice to them who, you know, want to follow in your footsteps and are going through it?
I mean, honestly, find what you like. Find your passion. Follow your dreams. Chase your dreams. Don't give up on your dreams. And just work hard, honestly. Whatever it takes. Whatever city you got, you know, stuck in your mind, and people might look at you like you're crazy or delusional. I mean, honestly, whatever they think about you, it is what it is. And as long as you believe in yourself, I mean, anything, you can do anything. You know, you can be an astronaut or you can be a barber. You know, it makes, honestly, it all has the same ending. You know, and at the end of the day, you're going to be successful in whatever you do. You know, you can cut grass. You can have a successful landscaping. You can be, you know, whatever you want to do, is all has to be your hard work and dedication. And you got to just stick to one thing and one thing only and just chase it. You know, you're going to get a lot of no's before you get it. Where you get a yes.
And sometimes that yes is the heaviest one that you needed over all the years of hearing no.
And it just, and honestly, being a barber, a lot of the people that in my journey that helped me a lot of my friends, a lot of my good barber friends, that put me and helped me and took the time to stop and help me become a good barber. I think that's a big, I think that's what made me stick to it, because I saw how they were doing and I saw how humbling they were and, you know, how much they were making money and they were happy. So I was like, shit, well, it's like, you know, your little pursuit of happiness. You got to find it, and like anything.
Yeah. And you told me this from the moment that I started working with you guys and I was going through my own stuff. You said, surround yourself with good people.
With good people.
Surround yourself with successful people. Would you say that's something that you guys mindfully did throughout this journey?
I think so, yes. Yeah.
I mean, being in the Scottsdale location, we met a lot of amazing people.
Yeah.
A lot of successful people. And it opened our mind, you know, to new places and things that made us think outside the box. And I think that's very important, is to have those type of people surrounded by you so that you, it can take you to the next level.
Well, you feed off that.
Right.
You feed off that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these people are dreamers and they accomplish their dreams. So now they're sharing the knowledge to you.
Yeah.
I was there. I did this. It took me this to get there. You know, take these steps to figure these things out.
Yeah.
I fell like 100 times, but guess what? It took one time.
And a lot of really humble, good, successful people are not afraid to share what they've been through.
No.
Like,
their failures. Yeah, they're sure their failures. And then after their failure, they'll share you, like, the good news. Like, but.
Yeah.
And then you're there and you're just like, wow, like, they're really telling me all this. And
right.
Absorb it. And so, yeah, people who.
But how many times did they fail to get to the point where they are?
There's a quote. You know? There's a quote that says, if you hang around the barbershop long enough, eventually you're going to get a haircut. That's literally one of my favorite quotes, because it's talking about the people you hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's successful people, it could be good or bad.
Right.
If you hang out with the right people, eventually you're going to get a haircut. Eventually you're going to grow and become successful. Mm-hmm. But if you hang out with the wrong people, eventually you're going to go down the same path.
Correct.
Anything. Yeah. Yeah. Like I told you, surround yourself with good people.
Mm-hmm. And here I am. I'm here. I don't know.
Exactly.
With good people.
Well, that's what happened to me. Thankfully, in Scottsdale, I surrounded myself. I surrounded myself with some of the most elite people that I didn't have a clue who these people were until they started speaking.
And you're like, hold up.
And I'm like, what? I'm like, you own what? You know, they're like this guy that he goes to a shop, he owns Ticketmaster or Ticket Exchange. He's the one that created Ticket Exchange in this dorm. And then his wife and his three kids come in there. And he's like, oh, yeah. And they're like, wife, he's my husband. He goes this and that. And the most humbling person ever.
Yeah.
Super nice guy. Extremely, extremely nice. And I mean, there he is. And I'm like asking him questions. Hey, you know, how did you do this?
And they answer.
And they answer.
And they help, too.
Exactly.
They connect you to people. That's what I've learned.
And they text me, hey, bro, we're proud of you. Good job. You want your third location. Bill, I text Bill. Bill texts me back and say, hey, bro, I'm proud of you. Bill's like, you know Bill.
Yeah.
He's a dude from Canada. He owns a real estate company in Canada and owns tons of real estate all over the country. And he's taking 5 minutes of his time to text me and say, hey, I'm proud of you. Congratulations on your dream location.
And that's real.
And that's like
real people. Real good people.
Yeah. That's people you want to surround yourself with. Any questions you have, you call them, you ask them. And they answer you. And they don't have an answer for you. They'll refer you to someone that has the answer.
For sure.
And mind you, these people are like 20 years older than us.
Yeah.
You know, so they're teachers of the entrepreneur, you know. Yeah. And entrepreneur life.
I would like to say you guys are teachers now too. I know you would say that we still have a long ways to go, but over the last decade, you guys have made a mark in the community. Not just Verado, but I'm talking about Signature Barbershop has become a brand, mm-hmm. and you have helped a lot of people, even me making flyers for you guys supporting local sporting games, and you know, just seeing how you guys move and what you guys contribute to the community. You guys too are leaders. I mean, you helped me realize my worth, and a lot of people that come into your shop feel the same way. Not everybody that I've encountered that has gone through the Signature Barbershop experience, it's more than just a cut. It really is a cut above the rest, but it's not just talking about the actual haircut. Mm-hmm. It's the conversations that happen. It's the connections. It's just they feel cared for, and then they become a loyal customer for the rest of their lives. A lot of people are, this is it.
Right.
They're not going anywhere else.
They become family.
It's a family.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a question. On the Signature Barber hat, there's the, if you know, you know. So tell me, what does that mean? Like, I know if you know, you know, but like, what is it?
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Come on. If you know, you know.
I mean, that all the time.
You come into the shop, you know, you get the experience, you get the haircut, you know, and then when you walk out, it's like, well, if you know, you know. Mm-hmm. You know what you're walking into.
Mm-hmm. There ain't no place like it.
For sure. 100%. 100%. I can guarantee that this has been probably one of the best shops I've ever walked into.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say first and foremost, thank you to God, because without him, none of this would be possible. You know, we faced a lot of challenges, you know, in Scottsdale, Chandler, and here we are in Verado, and he has opened the doors to give us this platform to be able to bless the community. And I think that's important. So first and foremost, thank you to God.
Shout out to God.
Yeah.
Big G-O-D.
Amen.
And I just want to say I'm grateful for both of you guys. I have learned a lot. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. And, you know, me and my kids are very grateful to have you guys as support. Mm-hmm. Now I'm part of the Verado community. Hey, V-Town.
Hey, V-Town.
You got the right. Cheers. Once again, my name is Kim Covert, your host for the Red Chair Podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes coming up. Follow our YouTube page, Signature Barbershop. We also have all of our three locations, Signature Barbershop Chandler, Scottsdale, and Verado. We are so grateful to have you guys. If you've listened all throughout and you've made it this far, shout out to you.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're a real one.
You're a real one.
Your ass hurts in that couch.
Yep. And we just want to let you know that this podcast is real. It's raw.
Authentic.
Very authentic.
We're drunk.
Shout out to White Claw. No, I'm kidding. But we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.
Peace.
Hey.
Woo!